On today's show, we got 20 more games to pick against the spread for week two of the 2025 college football season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at Gary WCE on all the different socials. Most active on X, of course, so make sure and follow me over there. Let's talk about it. We got quite a few games to discuss. We're going over 20 games today, so we might as well go on and jump into it. Before we do, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and of course, subscribe to the podcast, leave a nice 5-star review, and jump in the comments. Let me know what your picks are. What game did I overlook this week? I would like to know. With that said, let's jump in. Game number one, and we do these very quickly, so keep up. Friday night, 6 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone. ESPN2, James Madison at Louisville. Louisville is a 14-point home favorite, total of 57.5. The number's kind of bouncing around a little bit. James Madison lost 34-10 at Louisville back in 2022. Since then, they are 2-0 against the spread against the ACC. James Madison 3-1 against the number as a road dog since 2022. Louisville, they have a history of covering at home. 20-8 against the spread as a home favorite since 2019. My number on this has Louisville minus 15.5. There is a 13.5 out there. I'm going to go ahead and take the 13.5 in favor of Louisville. I like Bob Chesney. I like what James Madison is doing, but there's just a huge talent differential here. Number 57 against number 130. And James Madison technically is better than number 130. They got a lot of experienced dudes. They're number 73 in adjusted returning production. Louisville is number 53. But every position on the board, other than maybe James Madison's running backs going up against Louisville's linebackers, every other position on the board, every other spot on the field, Louisville has a distinct advantage here. I think they're going to do basically what they did last time. Last time was 34-10. I don't know if it's going to be exactly like that, but I think that Louisville handles them on a Friday night. Give me the Cardinals minus 13.5 on game one. Now on game number two, also on Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, Big Ten Network, we got Northern Illinois going to Maryland. Maryland, a 17.5-point favorite, total of 47.5 on this one. Northern Illinois is 0-4 against the spread since 2018 against the Big Ten. Maryland, 2-1 against the spread since 2018 against the MAC. Maryland typically does pretty well against non-conference competition. They are 17-7 against the spread in their last 24 non-conference games. My number on this has Maryland by 12.4. Now, they absolutely shellacked FAU last week. Northern Illinois did not look very good in their home opener against an FCS team. Again, there's a huge roster talent difference here, but when you look at experience, everything else, Maryland, not all that great. Number 114 in adjusted returning production. Northern Illinois, number 127. Do I think that Northern Illinois is going to be a really good football team? No, not at all. Do I think that Maryland has the potential to be explosive, et cetera, with their new quarterback, Malik Washington, I believe is the name? Yes, I think they do. To me, though, this is one of those spots where Maryland probably comes back to the pack a little bit. Northern Illinois kind of looks a little bit better than they did last week. I feel like 17.5, probably too many points. I'm going to go with the Huskies on this. Give me Northern Illinois plus 17.5 here. And that takes us to game number 3. We move to Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Central Time, ESPN2, Virginia. The Cavaliers, the Wahoos, if you will, they head to NC State. They're going to Raleigh, and the Wolfpack are favored by 2.5 at home, total of 55.5. Since 1997, the dog in this series is 10-3 against the spread with 8 outright upsets. Pretty good. The issue is they've only played 13 times since 1997. That's kind of wild. NC State 4-2 against the spread in their last 6 against Virginia. Virginia 0-3 straight up against NC State since 2012, so they have not beaten NC State since then. NC State 0-3 against the spread. UVA 3-0 against the spread in their last 3 ACC openers. So the trends kind of lean towards Virginia, at least the most recent stuff. Roster talent, still a huge edge for NC State. Virginia absolutely beat the piss out of Coastal Carolina last week. I mean, they destroyed them. And Chandler Morris looked pretty good. You know, this is his third school now. I believe that's right. Or maybe fourth. Three that I remember. TCU, North Texas, and now at Virginia. He looked pretty good against a really, really weak Coastal Carolina team. You start looking at other stuff, though. Again, this is a pace battle. We're looking at, you know, number 127 last season in offensive time per play for NC State, number 35 for Virginia. I think Virginia is still going to try and keep that pace going, especially with Chandler Morris at quarterback. He's good at it. I think sometimes we overthink these things. I'm going the Wolfpack here. I'm going with the favorite. Give me NC State minus 2.5. They've got a huge roster talent advantage. And at the majority of the positions on the field, they've got a pretty good advantage. Both teams' offensive lines are better than the defensive line for the opposing team. But I trust Dave Doran to be able to win the line of scrimmage battle, especially against a team like Virginia, regardless of how many transfers they brought in. My number on this was NC State minus 6.4. I'll take the Wolfpack at less than a field goal. NC State minus 2.5 is that one for me. Game number 4 on the docket. UConn heads to Syracuse. This one also 11 a.m. Central Time. God's time zone. ESPN Plus on this one. Syracuse 5-0 straight up. 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 against UConn. They did not cover last year, which was a 31-24 Syracuse win. UConn scored late, got the cover. Is what it is, right? But if you look at these teams, so the number is Syracuse minus 6.5, total of 58.5 on this. My number on it is Syracuse minus 10.5. Syracuse looked really bad against a really good, much more talented roster in Tennessee last week. UConn, however, looked good against a weak team in week 1. And I think people are remembering UConn from last year. Syracuse is certainly not the same team that they were last year, but all offseason you've heard that Syracuse isn't going to be nearly as good as they were last year. Well, no, of course not. But neither is UConn. UConn number 75 in adjusted returning production. Syracuse is number 103. But the roster talent, number 55 against number 96, it's a pretty big difference. Pretty big difference. So when you really break it down and you start looking at offensive line versus defensive line, et cetera, the Syracuse defensive line should be able to eat here. If UConn cannot run the ball, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. This dome has not been nice to UConn as of late. I don't expect it to be this time. The fact that this is under a touchdown, kind of ridiculous. I'm going with the favorite again. Give me the Cuse at home to handle the UConn Huskies. Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Game number 5, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, ESPN Plus for this. North Texas goes to Western Michigan, and currently Western Michigan a 10-point home dog, total of 59.5 on this. This is the first ever meeting between these two schools, and North Texas, their last 10 road openers, they are 3-7 straight up, 4-6 against the spread. For Western Michigan, 5-8 against the spread against non-conference competition in the last 3 years. So another team has been very, very good in this spot. My number on this has North Texas -3. I do like North Texas overall much more than Western Michigan as the season progresses. Do I think North Texas wins this game? Absolutely. I like Eric Morris. I like the roster they've built. I like this walk-on quarterback that won the job, etc. They were able to put up points last week. They're going to do that again. Again, a little bit of a pace battle here. North Texas was #2 in the country in offensive time per play last year. Western Michigan, #107. If you've watched this show for any amount of time, you know that I'm not exactly a huge Walt Bell fan, and he is the offensive coordinator for Western Michigan. But Western Michigan finds a way to stay in games like this. Neither team really has an advantage on the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. Western Michigan, I think, should be able to run the ball a little bit here. I think they're going to be able to slow it down just enough. It's not that Western Michigan looked good against Michigan State last week, because they certainly didn't. I mean, they did cover, but they needed a pick six against a backup quarterback late to be able to get inside of that number against the Spartans. But when I look at this, I mean, at home, kind of feel like everybody knows about North Texas. Everybody knows the story. Again, these are narrative-driven lines, especially in week 2. I'm going to go with Western Michigan. Give me the Broncos +10.5 at home against North Texas. I think that line may continue going up. And if it does, hey, it is what it is. We'll get the best of the number at some point. But as far as the show is concerned, best number we can get is Western Michigan +10.5. Game #6. Ohio is hosting West Virginia. That's right. Ohio is hosting a Big 12 team. They already did this once with Iowa State, and boy, they had a whale of a ball game, low scoring, etc. This one, 3 p.m. Central Time on ESPNU. Ohio, a 3.5-point home dog, total of 60.5. Ohio is 2-1 against the spread, 3-0 straight up in home openers in the last 3 years. They are 3-1 straight up and against the spread against the Big 12 in their last 4 games against that conference. West Virginia, 0-6 straight up, 1-5 against the spread in road openers. This is their first MAC game since 2011. It has been a very long time since these two teams have played. It's been a very long time since West Virginia has played a team from this conference. We saw this last year, right? And that's not to say that West Virginia is close to Kentucky or anything like that. And I know that they are state-wise. I'm talking about talent-wise. Kentucky ran over Ohio last year. West Virginia does not have the same kind of athletes that Kentucky does. But they do have Zach Alley as their defensive coordinator. They do have Rich Rodriguez as their offensive coordinator. And Ohio no longer has Tim Albin. I know that they've got the majority of that staff back. I know they've still got a lot of the players, some of the players, especially Parker Navarro, et cetera. I mean, Ohio looked really good coming back against Rutgers, but truth of the matter is they were down by like 4 touchdowns early and then Rutgers let them back in the game and couldn't turn the gas back on. When you look at this, West Virginia has an advantage pretty much everywhere. This West Virginia defensive line should be able to slow them down quite a bit. My number on this is West Virginia minus 5.2. The fact that they're only favored by 3.5, I would like for it to get down to 3. A lot of people love Ohio. There's a chance it could. If it does, I'm probably going to hit it. As of right now, for show purposes, we're going to take the Mountaineers. Give me West Virginia minus 3.5 for game number 6. Game number 7, Arkansas State against Arkansas. This one's being played in Little Rock, 4 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. Arkansas, a 23.5 point favorite, total of 63.5. It is the first ever meeting between these two teams, even though they are in the same state. They're only a few hours apart. It's, you know, you would think that they would have played a lot more, or at least at some point, but they have not. They have not. Arkansas fans would tell you that Frank Broyles would have never scheduled this. The one time that they did play in women's basketball, Arkansas State won and printed t-shirts and did a whole, I mean, it was a whole thing. Arkansas was not a fan of that. Regardless, Arkansas 2-7 against the spread in their last 9 as 21-point favorites, 21-plus point favorites, whatever you'd like to say. Arkansas State 2-9 against the spread when they are catching 20-plus points. So in the last 11 games in that situation, they have not done a very good job of covering. The roster talent difference is gigantic. Arkansas State should be able to put up some points. But remember, Bobby Petrino is the offensive coordinator for Arkansas. It took them a while to get going against Alabama A&M last week, but they did end up putting up 52 points. I think we see a lot of points here in this one. I think Arkansas wants to prove a point here, especially for Sam Pittman. This is kind of the save Pittman year. They're not going to be able to do that in the SEC. They'll put up points against Butch Jones and company. This Arkansas State team was kind of lucky in some situations last year. Defense was not very good last year, and yet they got worse this year. Like, they weren't good last year. I think they're worse this year on defense. They are just not great. Number 131 in adjusted returning production, and I don't really like the pieces that they brought in. It's a mismatch across the board for Arkansas talent-wise. I think they're going to put up a lot of numbers here. Petrino's going to try and make Taylen Green look really good, and in doing that, I think they covered the number. 23.5 does seem like a lot. Give me the Hogs. Give me the Hogs minus 23.5. All right, on to game number 8, 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+, and the Memphis Tigers are traveling down to Atlanta. They're going to take on the Georgia State Panthers with good old Coach Del McGee. And looking at the trends here, Memphis's first trip to Georgia State ever. Georgia State 2-8-1 against the spread in their last 11 home openers. Memphis, you would think that I would give you a good trend here. Memphis is 4-9 against the spread as a road favorite under Ryan Silverfield. Memphis has Troy on the road next week. They've got Georgia State this week. Georgia State got absolutely beat to death with a bag of hammers in Oxford last week by Ole Miss. They did not look very good. I don't think they are that bad. If you look at overall 247 roster talent, Georgia State actually has a more talented roster than Memphis, number 78, number 82. But when you look at positions on the field, I don't know that there's any that I feel really good about Georgia State having an advantage. Which leads me to, I think that Georgia State is going to lose the game. And I mean, my numbers will tell you that Memphis has about a 73% chance to win the game. But my number has Memphis minus 11.7. I don't necessarily trust the Tigers. I don't think that their week one win was fantastic. Their new quarterback came over from Nevada is okay. Their new skill talent is pretty good. But you're going on the road. You're facing a team that got embarrassed last week. We'll just say that. I mean, absolutely got embarrassed. I think Hugh Jackson is pretty smart offensive coordinator. I think he will be able to put up some points on this Memphis defense, which is number 115 in adjusted returning production. Memphis also number 122 in offensive adjusted returning production. Neither one of these teams, I mean, they're both Georgia State number 113, Memphis number 120 in overall returning production here. It's not great. I think Memphis is the better team. I think they win the game. I think 14 points is a lot. I mean, that's a whole lot. Let me take that back. It's not even 14 points. It's 13 and a half. I think it will get to 14. For show purposes, we're going Georgia State. Give me Georgia State plus 13 and a half in their home opener against the Tigers, who are not very good at covering on the road. Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com. Game number 9. Of course, if you haven't liked the video, go ahead and do that. Subscribe to the channel. You guys know what to do to support the show. It's a one-man operation. It's just me here. I edit all of this. I record all of this. I write my own notes. It's me. So support if you can. Also, check out bettingcfb.com. All of my official picks and whatnot will be over there. You get a lot more stuff as the season goes along. I'll say that. All right. Again, game number 9, Army at Kansas State. Wildcats have not looked very good, have they? 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. I bet ESPN thought they were getting a way better matchup than this. Army already lost to an FCS school. Kansas State almost lost to an FCS school. They did lose to Iowa State in week 1. Yeah, is what it is. Absolutely atrocious performance by the Black Knights last week. Just, ugh. Army against the Big 12, they are 1-7 straight up, but they are 6-2 against the spread. Kansas State, 3-0 against the spread in the second game of back-to-back home games in the last 3 times they've had that. So they typically kind of bounce back in this spot. This is a weird game. Kansas State is favored by 17, total of 46.5. My number on this has Kansas State minus 17.7. I don't really want to bet on either one of these teams. I'll tell you that. Unders hit a lot in these Army games where there's a lot of hype on it, right? Like, people think, oh, Army's not very talented, they're not very good, da-da-da-da. The service academies are the ones that you can get away, trying to think of the exact words that I want to say here. You can get away from them fairly easily. The problem is that they will keep the ball from you. Tarleton State put up 30 points on them. Now, granted, that was in overtime, but they were able to score on them. Kansas State, with Matt Wells, I think is going to be able to put up some points here. I wonder about that Kansas State defense a little bit. I want to say Kansas State will be able to cover this number, especially since my numbers say that they should. Army always does a pretty good job in games like this. Remember, 6-2 against the spread against the Big 12. They don't ever win those games, but they always keep them close. Kind of feels like one of those spots. Like, I'm curious. So, you know, you look at it, there's not a single position on the field other than Army's linebackers going up against Kansas State's running backs, which Dylan Edwards, I believe, is going to be out for this game again. I kind of think that Army can at least stay within a puncher's chance of this. So I will take Army plus the 17. I don't feel great about it. I don't think either one of these teams is very good. So what we're doing here is betting on a bad team to at least be good. Kind of good. I don't like doing that. So, but we'll take Army plus the 17 on this one. Game number 10, as we move along. Game number 10, Charlotte is hosting North Carolina inside Jerry Richardson Stadium. And, North Carolina got absolutely obliterated. I mean, we're talking just smeared all across the Chapel Hill field. I mean, it was bad. It was so bad. But this week they get Charlotte, who also got smacked around by App State last week. And this is not supposed to be a very good App State team. The number on this right now in North Carolina is a 12.5-point road favorite, total of 49.5 on this. 6 p.m. Central, ESPN Plus. North Carolina 3-7 against the spread, their last 10 against the AAC. Charlotte 2-3 against the spread in their last 5 against the ACC. Tim Albin has got his work cut out for him here. The roster talent difference is massive. The fact that this thing is under 2 touchdowns is incredible. I don't think Freddie Kitchens had a very good game plan going up against TCU. This week, they are not playing against TCU. Jerry Richardson Stadium in Charlotte holds like 15,000 people. It's going to be 14,900 North Carolina fans. This will be a good bounce back spot for Belichick and the rest of those guys. Don't know if Gio Lopez plays. I don't think it matters. I would take Max Johnson anyway. I think he was the better quarterback against TCU the other night. I don't understand this totally, why this number is where it is, but people were buying all in on Charlotte heading into the App State game. There was nothing in the App State game that made me believe that I should be betting Charlotte as a dog, especially less than 2 touchdowns, against a team that's number 32 in the country in roster talent. I don't see it. Give me North Carolina. Don't overthink this. North Carolina minus 12.5 on this one. Game number 11, and we're going to Mobile, Alabama. Tulane taking on South Alabama, the Jaguars, and pretty fun coaching matchup here. Major Applewhite going up against John Sumrall, and South Alabama currently a 10.5-point consensus underdog at home, total of 51.5. Since 2016, Tulane is 6-1 straight up, 4-3 against the spread against Sunbelt teams. South Alabama 2-3 against the spread their last 5 against the AAC, and they are 2-4 against the spread in their last 6 as a home dog. Tulane, they host Duke next week. So is this a bit of a look-ahead spot? We'll see. Tulane also 11-2 against the spread in their last 13 as a road favorite. Best number that you can get for the Green Wave out there is 10 right now at Caesars. That's what we're going to do. I know my number, my model says Tulane minus 8.5. I know. I did not see very much of Bishop Davenport, who is the new starting quarterback for South Alabama since Gio Lopez has gone to North Carolina. I did not see very much out of him that made me believe that he can do anything against this Tulane defense. Do I think that Tulane played above their head a little bit against Northwestern? If I had known that Northwestern was not going to allow them to wear their Katrina uniforms, I might would have gone the other direction in that game. So I picked Northwestern against Tulane last week. I will not be making that same mistake again. Tulane is the better football team. Jake Retzlaff was actually really good last week. Way better than I feel like he was at BYU. And he's only been down there for a month. I mean, he was fantastic. There's not a lot of difference in the roster talent here, but when it comes to experience, etc., this is all Tulane. I think they are absolutely going to put up some numbers here. I think the defense is going to be good enough to completely they'll be able to just completely stop South Alabama, I believe. I don't think Major Applewhite has got that much scheming in him. So I'll take Tulane minus the 10 over at Caesars on this one. Game number 12, Western Kentucky goes to Toledo, 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN Plus. And Toledo, a 7-point home favorite, total of 58.5 on this. Fun quarterback battle here. You got Maverick McIver, and who came in from Abilene Christian, of course, along with the offense coordinator, Rick Bowie. And you got Tucker Gleason for Toledo. You know, Jason Candle, y'all know I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Western Kentucky won this matchup last year. This is the second year in a home-and-home series. Western Kentucky beat Toledo last year 26-21. That one was in Bowling Green. Toledo 0-3 straight up and against the spread in the last 3 against the Conference USA. Toledo, however, 14-0 straight up, 10-4 against the spread in their last 14 home openers. Western Kentucky, surprising number here, 8-0 straight up, 5-3 against the spread in their last 8 against the MAC. Interesting. Western Kentucky has looked really, really good in their first two games, and they've already played two. Toledo obviously already got a loss to Kentucky. Jason Candle, I don't feel great about him. Typically, he does better when they are underdogs as opposed to when they're favorites. When they're favorites, that's when they get bit for whatever reason. Tyson Helton is an incredible coach. He just goes through coordinators like it's nothing. He continues to have an incredibly talented, strong roster, especially for Conference USA standards. Not a lot of returning production for Western Kentucky. My number has Toledo minus 8.5. However, their quarterback is incredible, and they have got some skill talent that I don't believe the numbers really bear out here. I'm going Western Kentucky, plus the 7. I think they can keep this thing close. I think they will be able to score on that Vince Karras defense. I call it a hunch, but you will never see me bet on Toledo as a favorite. If you do, point it out to me, because I can't do it. I waded in those waters a lot back in the day. I don't do that anymore. I'm smarter than that. Give me the Tyson Heltons. Give me the fighting Heltons to stay in this thing. Keep it within 7. Western Kentucky plus 7 is how we're going on that one. Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. And with our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter. Game number 13. Again, like the video, subscribe, all that. Houston at Rice. This is a fun ball game. It's called the Bayou Bucket Classic. 6 p.m. Central Time on ESPN Plus. And Rice won this game in 2023, 43-41 in double overtime. That was after leading the game 28-0. Last year was a different story. 33-7 Houston in that spot. Rice has changed up a little bit. Scott Abel is the new head coach. He brings in a triple option offense kind of thing. Houston has a new defensive coordinator in Austin Armstrong. Interesting, to say the least. Slade Nagel, the offensive coordinator, has Connor Wigman, the former Texas A&M quarterback, to toy around with. We got some good things going here. Houston 6-3 against the spread, 8-1 straight up against Rice in their last 9 meetings. The home team is 8-2 against the spread in the last 10 in this series. Rice is 9-1 against the spread as a home dog. This triple option thing, I don't know that Austin Armstrong is fully prepared to be able to stop something like this. I don't necessarily believe that Rice is very good. But they did bring some interesting pieces over in the transfer portal. They've got guys that actually understand how to run this scheme. I don't know if Houston is going to see this again. And if that is the case, I think there's a chance they could keep this thing pretty close. I certainly didn't think that they would be able to play with Louisiana, and they ended up beating them last week. So the Raging Cajuns go down. Rice has already 1-0. This number sits at 14. My projected spread on it was Houston minus 11.2. I found that interesting. I think Houston can do some big things this year. I do think they still win this game, but I don't expect there to be a lot of possessions. We already know that Houston likes to play slow on offense. Rice going to be doing the exact same thing. If there's not a lot of possessions and Rice runs an offense that Houston is not used to, I'm going to kind of play with Rice like they are a service academy for now. So I will take the Owls at plus 14 until everybody catches up and realizes that you can't make them 2-touchdown underdogs. Game number 14, Virginia Tech is hosting Vanderbilt, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on the ACC network. And Virginia Tech right now is a 1.5-point favorite. They were a 2.5, or I believe at some books even a 3-point favorite when it opened. Total of 47.5 on this. Last year, Vandy won this game 34-27 in overtime. that was like the coming out party for Diego Pavia and company. It was a good spot for them. Kyron Drones didn't play the whole game. Colin Schley was the backup quarterback who ended up having to finish out the game there. It was a lot of fun. Vanderbilt is 6-4 against the spread in road openers in the last 10. The Hokies against the SEC, 2-9 straight up, 3-8 against the spread in their last 11 against the conference. Interesting spot. Virginia Tech has covered three straight as a home favorite. They did not look very good against South Carolina in the neutral site game last week. Vanderbilt, they live in this spot as a dog, right? They are fantastic in this spot. They are 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 as an underdog. However, we're talking like a point here. Vandy plays really slow. It's almost kind of a triple option, kind of mesh, kind of whatever thing that Tim Beck likes to run. They are number 3 in the country in adjusted returning production. What exactly does that mean, though? Because Vanderbilt has more talent. They are better at a lot of different spots. Virginia Tech has some weapons that Vanderbilt does not. Virginia Tech, I think, is going to be really hungry for a win here. I will believe in Vanderbilt if they can get this win. As it stands, my numbers got Virginia Tech -3. I think Philip Montgomery as the offensive coordinator going to be pretty good for Virginia Tech. I don't think the Vanderbilt defense is very good. I do think that Virginia Tech's defense can be okay. Again, this is a weird offense, but it is the second time that they've had to face it. I kind of trust Brent Pry to be able to get something stopped against Vanderbilt this time around. It's going to be interesting. I think this is going to be a really, really fun ball game. The best number that you can get out there is Virginia Tech -1. I think Vanderbilt's going to end up favored by the time we get to kickoff. But as it sits, I will take Virginia Tech -1 for show purposes. All right, game number 15. We're going down to Baton Rouge. I don't know why I have to talk with that accent. I do it every time. I don't know. I don't know why I do that. LSU is hosting Louisiana Tech. LSU is a 37.5-point favorite at home, total of 51.5. This one, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN+. Since 2001, LSU is 11-0 straight up, 7-5 against the spread against Conference USA. They are 19-1 straight up against Louisiana Tech. The last time they lost to the Bulldogs, that will not be a problem Saturday night, but the last time they lost to the Bulldogs was 1904. That's a long time. I mean, a long, long time. LSU is 6-2 against the spread as a 20-plus point favorite under Brian Kelly. Louisiana Tech is 2-4 against the spread as 3-touchdown-plus underdogs. But here is why I'm going this direction. Okay, first off, the roster talent discrepancy, again, as wide as the Grand Canyon. It's nowhere even close, not even a thing. There's not a single position on this field that LSU does not have distinct advantages. But LSU just played Clemson, won their first opener in 7 years, however long it's been. It's been a long time. They were really geared up on that game. And next week, they host Florida. This week, they got little old Louisiana Tech coming in, and it is Louisiana Tech Super Bowl, and it is just a scrimmage for the Tigers. I have LSU favored by 33.8. Louisiana Tech is not going to win this game. I have them a 1.49% chance to win this game. Even that, I think, might be a bit high. They're not going to win this game. But do I think LSU covers 37.5? I mean, it's already up a full point from 36.5. I think this is a look-ahead spot for the Tigers. I will take Louisiana Tech to cover the 37.5. This thing could end up 42-7. It could be 49-14. It could be 45-10. Whatever. Like, I see a bunch of different ways that this thing could end up lower than 37.5. think this thing will get up to 38, 38 and a half. Once it gets up there, I might have to buy back on it personally. But as far as picking for the show, I will take Louisiana Tech plus 37 and a half. Georgia Southern heads to USC. This one is game number 16 for us. USC, a 28.5-point home favorite, total of 61.5. It's 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1. Clay Helton is back. I didn't change over my stat, did I? Yes, that's right. You heard me. Clay Helton is back. A week after Georgia Southern just got absolutely obliterated at Fresno. The second half of that game went so wrong. I mean, so wrong for them. There is a part of me that wonders if maybe they were looking ahead a little bit. You know Clay Helton would love to get this one back because they sent his ass packing. But I don't think it's going to matter much because USC is number 19 in the country in roster talent. Georgia Southern is number 90. You look at every single one of these, the offensive line against the defensive line. USC is number 44 versus number 108. The defensive line for USC is number 27 against the offensive line. That's number 105 for Georgia Southern. You start really diving into all of these. Skill talent versus back seven, number 30 against number 125. Running backs against linebackers, number 56 against number 130. Even the spot, like USC at running back, that is lower rated as far as player rating and experience, etc. That's the worst position on the field for Georgia Southern. Like, I don't see a way for it to really stay close at all. Other than, I don't think Clay Helton cared at all about that Fresno State game. I think he's going to have a couple of tricks up his sleeve. I don't necessarily trust J.C. French, the quarterback for Georgia Southern. But I also don't think that Lincoln Riley is really going to want to run it up on Clay Helton here. I don't think he necessarily cares about this one. They went out, they threw the ball all around, they scored 73 points on Missouri State last week. My number on this has USC minus 20.1. The line is 28.5. It's over 4 touchdowns. I'll take the Eagles. I don't think they're going to win the game by any stretch, but I do think they're better than what they showed against Fresno State last week. I will take them to cover this. I feel pretty decent about that. 42-14, that's a cover at 28.5. I'm all right with that. I think that's what we're looking at. So give me Georgia Southern plus 28.5 to cover a massive number in Memorial Coliseum. Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today. All right, don't forget bettingcfb.com, $5 a month, $50 for the year. You can support me. You can, of course, get more stat projections, etc. All the different games that we don't discuss on the show during the week. Also, subscribe to the pod, support the sponsors. You guys know how to do this. Leave a nice 5-star review on those Apple Podcasts, Spotify comments, whatever it is. And jump in the comments. Let me know what you like here. Like the video, share it out, tell your friends, all that kind of stuff. Oh, you can hit me up on X as well, at GaryWCE. And if you're old school, Gary@winningcureseverything.com is the email. All right, we move on to game number 17. We got 4 games left. Let's go ahead and roll through it. Ball State goes to Auburn. There were not a lot of great games in week 2 this week. So me trying to talk about 30 games a week, ooh, this is a rough week to do this. But Ball State is going to the Tigers, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPNU. Ball State is 1-4-1 against the spread against P4 competition in their last 6 in that spot. Auburn, by the way, 43.5-point favorite, 52.5 is the total. Pretty wild. Auburn, 8-0 against the MAC since 1994. Don't play them all that often, it appears. They have scored 54-plus points every single time that they have played a MAC team. I mean, that's interesting, right? I mean, 54-plus? That's a lot of points. Whole lot of points. Ball State last week got beat 31-0 by Purdue. And we all saw how bad Purdue was last week, or last year. I know that they've got Barry Odom in. I know they got a whole bunch of new players and whatnot. Purdue ain't 31 points better than almost anybody. This is a brand new coach, Mike Yurimovich, for Ball State, number 133 in adjusted returning production. I mean, it's rough. It is real rough. Auburn feels good about themselves right now. Big win over Baylor by 2 touchdowns in Waco last Friday. So they've had a day of extra rest. I cannot believe I'm talking about this game. Auburn 4-2 against the spread under Hugh Freeze as a 3+ touchdown favorite. Auburn, anytime they have one of these home openers like this, they beat the schmammering out of whatever team they're playing. Ball State, Alabama State, Alabama A&M, whatever FCS team, whatever. And Ball State, for all intents and purposes, is an FCS team right now. I mean, they are rough. Auburn is going to run the football a lot. They're going to try and get Jackson Arnold going through the air because they didn't do that a lot against Baylor because they didn't have to. They ran for 300-something yards against Baylor's defense. They will be able to put up points in droves. That we use this to feel good about themselves. Auburn minus 43.5 is where we're going. Game number 18. Louisiana Monroe goes to Alabama. Alabama, a 37-point home favorite. There are 36.5s out there. This thing was 38.5 at one point, and it is coming down. A lot of love for ULM in the market, apparently. 50.5 is our total here. This one, 6:45 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. And looking at this, Alabama 4-7 against the spread, but 11-0 straight up against the Sun Belt in their last 11 in that spot. Of course, everybody remembers Louisiana Monroe, ULM, upset Nick Saban in year one of his tenure in Alabama. That's 2007, 21-14. Jimmy Johns was the running back's name that fumbled late in that ballgame. Regardless, this ain't the same ULM, and this ain't the same Alabama. So, although last week would certainly make you think of 2007 Alabama as opposed to... Regardless. We move along. ULM 6-11 against the spread against the SEC. 5-6 against the spread in their last 11 against ranked teams. This is an interesting spot. Don't know if Tim Keenan's going to be back this week. That would certainly be a welcome addition. You got to hope that talent just overwhelms ULM. ULM won their last game 29-0. Probably should have won by more than that, but they missed 2 extra points. They went for 2 once, didn't get it, I believe. Brian Vincent, former UAB offensive coordinator, he has done some really interesting things with Louisiana Monroe, but he doesn't do them against really good teams. I'll say that. They have gotten smashed by quite a few good teams. I think this is the bounce back. This is the get right. This is the feel good about yourself. And Kalen DeBoer is one of those coaches that, you know, wants his players to build that confidence and feel good about yourself. And, you know, all those wonderful keywords and whatnot. Ryan Grubb certainly going to try and get Ty Simpson going. I think you will get to see Keelan Russell for the first time this week. You didn't want to throw him in to the Wolves against Florida State on the road last week. So you'll probably see Austin Mack as well, another quarterback. But you're going to see the wide receivers get more action, more traction, if you will, this week. I think you're going to see some good things. And if that is the case, I expect them to put up a lot of points. I've got Bama favored by 40, at least per my numbers. ULM, yes, won 29-0 against St. Francis last week, but that is a St. Francis team that had lost everybody, and they're moving to Division III fairly soon. So that was not even like a halfway decent FCS team. That was a bad team overall. A decent high school team probably could have beaten St. Francis last week. Yeah. So ULM, I don't put a lot of trust in them. I think Bama covers the 36.5 in this one. Game number 19, and we only got 2 more. Don't forget, like the video. UCLA at UNLV. This one is 7 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. This one inside Allegiant Stadium. UNLV is a 2.5-point home dog, total of 53.5. the Rebels looked really good last week against Sam Houston. Now, again, Sam Houston, not a very good football team at all. I mean, they are talking about swapping quarterbacks already. Phil Longo does not have the pieces to run the offense that he wants to. That's a bad team. But UNLV did smash them, so that's good. I don't know that the UNLV offense is great by any stretch of the imagination, but I think they are getting a little bit better. The last 11 against the Big Ten, UNLV is 9-1-1 against the spread. That is an insane covering spot. UNLV 9-8-1 against the spread in their last 28 in that spot as a dog. UCLA 3-1 against the spread in road openers in the last 4 years. But they are 6-6 against the spread against Mountain West competition. And they are 2-3 against the spread as road favorites since 2022. Nico in this offense does not look great right now. Now, this defense will certainly be one where he can stretch the field a little bit. They can make things look a lot better. It doesn't look like things are gelling very much right now for offensive coordinator Tino Sunseri and that bunch. Dan Mullen, you know, was going to have some tricks up his sleeve, because Dan Mullen is an incredible underdog coach. This is a big-time underdog spot for UNLV. There's not a spot where I feel great about UNLV. Their skill position talent is better than UCLA's back seven. That's something. But as far as when UCLA has the ball, this UNLV defense has very little. The line of scrimmage should be a big-time advantage for UCLA. We know Deshaun Foster understands how to utilize that to his advantage. But I can't get away from 19-8-1 against the spread as an underdog. Like, it doesn't matter who the coach has been. UNLV is great covering as a dog against everybody but BYU, or against everybody Boise, right? UCLA is no Boise. It's kind of hard to say that after Boise got shellacked by South Florida last week, but I'm going to go with Dan Mullen. This is not one that I feel super confident about, but you give me the option of a home team catching points, especially one with an offensive schemer like Dan Mullen. And I mean, we saw what UCLA looked like against Utah last week. I'm not comparing UNLV and Utah. Well, what I'm saying is UNLV has some pieces that, you know, the quarterback can probably run around a little bit. I think they'll probably be able to put up some points. Are we sure that Nico and that bunch can put up points? We hadn't seen it yet, even against this defense. I think they will put up some here. But I think UNLV hangs in this thing. I think that they got a really good shot of winning the game. If I'm feeling it's a coin flip or so, and I'm getting almost 3 points, I'll take the dog. Give me UNLV plus 2.5. And last game on the docket, 9:15 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPN. That's right, this is kind of the Pac-12 after dark type of game. But instead, we got an ACC team going up against a Big 12 team. Stanford goes to Provo. They're going to take on the BYU Cougars. BYU, an 18.5-point home favorite, total of 46.5. The last 9 times that Stanford opened with back-to-back road games, they are 2-7 against the spread in the second game. Frank Reich and company did have a bye week last week after going to Hawaii. Okay. Stanford looked so bad, and then Hawaii went out last week and gave up 40 points to Arizona, got beat 40-6, I believe was the final. That does not seem like good things. Stanford is 6-2 against the spread in their last 8 against the Big 12. However, BYU 10-3 against the spread at home against Power 4 opponents since 2020. I like Bear Bachmeyer. I like what BYU is doing. I think they could be even better this year than they were last year. I wanted to maybe pump the brakes on BYU just a little bit, because what we saw last week was a thorough thumping of their opponent. It was a bad team. Let's go on and not get that twisted. Stanford, however, could be a really, really bad team. And it has everything to do with coaching and who's going to play quarterback, etc. I see no reason to believe that they are going to change what they are doing right now. Obviously, they did have a bye week to maybe get some things turned back around. I think BYU is going to be able to do whatever they want to in this game. I'll take Kalani Sitake and his bunch. Like, Stanford has more roster talent. I think they're better at least on the offensive line than BYU is on the defensive line. But Kalani Sitake and his bunch, they develop dogs, absolute dogs. They are going to fight you to the death. And I like that about them. So in a spot like this, even if they're favored by 18.5, I'm still going to roll with the Cougars. Even if my numbers say BYU should only be favored by 13.3, I'm going BYU anything under 3 touchdowns, and I will feel good about that. So that is the direction we're going. BYU minus 18.5 on that one. All right. Let's recap this bad boy. We're doing Louisville minus 13.5, Northern Illinois plus 17.5, NC State minus 2.5, Syracuse minus 6.5, Western Michigan plus 10.5, West Virginia minus 3.5, Arkansas minus 23.5, Georgia State plus 13.5, Army plus 17, North Carolina minus 12.5. The next 10, Tulane minus 10, Western Kentucky plus 7, Rice plus 14, Virginia Tech minus 1, Louisiana Tech plus 37.5, Georgia Southern plus 28.5, Auburn minus 43.5, Alabama minus 36.5, UNLV plus 2.5, BYU minus 18.5. Taking a lot of favorites this week. We went 13-7 in our 20 games last week, and that does not include the 6-4 that we went in the 10 biggest games, which the 10 biggest games video already came out yesterday. So last week overall, picks on the show, 19-11. That ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. Hopefully we can do the exact same thing this week. Close to 60%. Or more than that. More than 60%. Let's keep it in 60%. I'm good with that. That'll be profitable. All right, with that said, we're going to get out of here. You guys know what to do to support the show. BettingCFB.com. Subscribe everywhere you need to subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you want to talk about something on the show, on the audio podcast, or just reach out to me at GaryWCE or Gary@winningcureseverything.com. You guys take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.